WMCHD3 Detroit, KMPS HD3 Seattle, WBMX HD3 Boston,
and on AOL Radio
and Yahoo Launchcast. CBS Radio's The New Sky.
Intuitive Song with host Lori Houston, a professional and intuitive counselor who offers authentic guidance and tools to assist you to become more conscious and connect with your divine soul, to empower you to move from your heads to your heart. Join Lori Houston with co-host Nancy Aruda, in-house astrologer, every first and third Wednesday of the month. Plus, Jennifer Kautz, our dream analysis, also joins the team. Plus, Lori can be heard on Sky Radio every Monday with Jean Adrienne on Voices of Soul, Wednesday and Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern each day. If you have any questions on your relationships, limiting beliefs, energy that's blocking you, and or awakening your true power as you journey from your head to your heart, call Lori Houston now.
248-545-SOUL.
CBS Radio's The Sky.
Believe.
Good afternoon. This is Intuitive Soul. It is October 2nd. So it's the first Wednesday of the month, which means we have Nancy Aruda here today from Universal Sky, which means she's our in-house astrologer. So for those of you that, and I know there's a lot of stuff going on for people, we're going to be talking about it today. If you have questions, this would be a great time to start calling in now or to instant feedback now so that we can get to them before the end of the show. You can call at 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or you can come in instant feedback. But if you come in instant feedback, be really clear about, one, what it is that you're wanting to know, and add in your date of birth, because Nancy looks at the vibration of your date of birth. All right. So we're going to talk about identity. What did we say? How did we call that?
Self-identity.
Self-identity, because that seems to be what's happening. And if that's what's happening, I can maybe understand what I'm going through, maybe. I don't know. I've been trying to figure it out.
Yeah, and it's about looking at how you kind of identify with yourself in your life, okay? So life is changing, and we have these foundational beliefs around who we are or who we think we are. Some of them are accurate, some of them aren't. And any part of our lifestyle that doesn't fit into our true authenticity, so our spiritual self-identity and our spiritual gifts, whatever part of our lifestyle doesn't fit into that so that we could be the best that we can be, is being taken away or changed. And a lot of people are having difficulty with this change that's transpiring, because it can be overwhelming, because there's a lot of unanswered questions. But what people don't realize is the moment you let go of this false sense of identity or this false sense of, you know, characteristics that you think you are but aren't, that's the moment you open up space for your true authentic identity to come in and your true authentic way of being, okay, versus a superficial way that doesn't really exist.
We only think it exists. Yeah, I mean, I get that. I mean, it's just that things have been, they've been very strange since, I would say, you know, just prior to the beginning of August.
Yes. And what happened in the beginning of August was, so July, August, we had, let me get my book here and look at the specifics. We're in that grand square.
Still.
Yes. Okay. Because Pluto square Uranus is coming back in the beginning of November. So even though it's not an exact square right now, they're only 1 to 2 degrees off of each other. So we're still feeling that vibration. And I believe that happened in May. Was it May? April, May? It was May 20th. We had Uranus square Pluto. And then it comes back again November 1st. But in August, we had, on August the 7th, Jupiter opposite Pluto. Okay? And in August, we had Jupiter square Uranus. So here we're working with the three energies of Jupiter, Uranus, and Pluto all squaring each other. It's not the exact hit right now, but they're all still within a ratio or a degree, okay, of influence. Mm. So we're still feeling that vibe. And that is really about, if we look at Jupiter in Cancer, that's about growth at a foundational level. Okay, growth and expansion at a foundational level. However, if you want your foundation to grow and expand to the best of its ability, you need to remove what's not supporting your foundation. So those aspects of false identity, and the way that I'm visualizing it, which may or may not make sense to people, is, you know, if we look at a building that has all these bricks in the foundation, and we're seeing bricks, but what we don't realize is there's actually a couple of bricks missing, and it's being held up by four toothpicks. Okay? Those toothpicks are about to break because they can't hold the weight of the foundation. But we don't see the toothpicks. We think that it's a brick that's there because we've got some illusion that this brick, or what we see as a brick, is actually a brick, but it's not. It's made out of very flimsy, non-supportive material. So the aspects of our identity that don't support us are made out of very not, like a very flimsy, non-supportive material, even though we think or believe on some level within our ego that it is supportive. Mm. The support component is the illusion. We're not seeing the illusion. So it's the illusions that are being taken away, and we're beginning to see the truth. So when we go into the foundation and we're saying, okay, brick, 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 why is there a hole with four toothpicks holding up this section of our foundation? It's always been a hole with four toothpicks, but for some reason, in our imagination, we created a brick. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I don't think I've had any illusion that the foundation of my life has been sort of changing for a while now, but yeah.
Okay, but a lot of people do have little illusions. It may not be a whole brick, okay? It may be just a piece of these little illusions, right? Mm-hmm. Thinking that you had a very strong foundational, say financial foundational security to find out you have none, right? Or, you know, really strong security within your position to find out in your career to find out that, no, there's people out there that have a stronger foundation and are a better fit for your position. So you may lose your position, right? So there's, and it has to do with these little illusions or these false aspects of our identity. Things that we think are real and life is showing us it's not real. It's an illusion or it's a false sense of identity that we're using to create and build our life on. And for everybody, it's different. So how it's playing out for everybody, it's the same story, okay? But how it's playing out is different for everyone. And if you're saying, no, I can't see it, this is a lie, I'm not experiencing that, well, then you're having a really hard time coping with change, and you're having difficulty in seeing the truth, okay? So there's the, or you're really attached to trying to maintain the status quo. There is no maintaining the status quo for the remainder of this year. There is a vibration of expect the unexpected. And that's what Uranus is bringing into the picture. Pluto is saying everything needs to transform. Society needs to transform. Structures need to transform. Foundations need to transform. Uranus is expect the unexpected because we're putting you into a position of awakening. Okay, we're going to wake you up. We're going to allow you to break free of specific restrictions. And Jupiter is saying, take a look at those foundations in your life. If you want to grow and expand on them, you truly have to nurture them to the best of your ability. Anything that is false within your ability to nurture stops you from the growth at a foundational level.
Right. Okay. So we got a lot of stuff happening, right?
A lot of stuff happening. Basically, what's going on is there's been a few aspects the last couple of days that have been challenging egos. Okay. And our ego is our superficial attachment to what we think something should be. Okay. Based on whatever reasons. So as opposed to what our spiritual identity or spiritual alignment should be. Okay. Or will be. So that was October the 1st. We had Sun square Pluto. Okay. So we're being asked to change at a heart level. And a lot of people are having difficulty with that. Because what they don't realize is we're being asked to embrace our true, authentic, heart-centered self versus the superficial ego identity of what we're embracing. The other thing that's happening is Sun opposite Uranus, which is on October 3rd, so that's tomorrow, and that's awakening at a heart level, so waking up to your true spiritual potential. How that, man, it could be just like a little... It could be a thought that enters into your mind, or it could be an unexpected life experience that is a little more traumatizing, right? Or exciting. Doesn't have to be a bad type of trauma. It could be very exciting, and it is something that you want to move towards. Only you're going to have to make adjustments into those aspects of being. So, like, for example, if you unexpectedly get this promotion that you wanted all your life and had no idea that you were going to get it, and all of a sudden it arises, there's changes you need to make within your profession, okay, within your own personal lifestyle to accommodate that promotion, because it may no longer mean a 9 to 5. It may mean a 9 to 10. You're only getting paid for 9 to 5, but the job responsibility and the excitement and everything that you wanted to build on your career means you have to put in an extra 4 hours a day. So you have to make a lifestyle adjustment. Your family's going to have issues with that. And that's what I mean by these letting go of aspects of what we believe should be in order to create what could be. And the could be is something that your heart and soul truly desires to manifest. Only we need to let go of what we falsely believe as a desire based on some past dream that no longer exists. The other thing we have going on is the new moon in Libra on October the 4th. And when we're dealing with the sign of Libra, we're looking at relationships. We're also looking at balance and harmony. But don't forget, whenever we look at our relationships and we look at these new ways of being within our relationship, there is, you know, we're looking at ourself. So it's here that we're triggering our own self-identity, but we're seeing it through other people. And the whole self-identity energy is being activated on October the 18th with the lunar eclipse in Aries. And this is, we're 2 weeks ahead of that date. We're already feeling it. When we go to the sign of Aries, we're looking at ourself. What do we need to release with this eclipse that is stopping us from being our authentic self? And it's aspects of the self that are inauthentic that we need to release.
All right. Well, we're going to go to break.
Okay.
You're listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from intuitivesoul.com. If you have any questions, and I know people are going through a lot of different stuff, so this would be a great time to give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. You can also come on instant feedback. Just be really clear about what it is that you want and add in your date of birth. All right, we are on Sky Radio, powered by CBS. We'll be right back.
Can I benefit from cheap tires? It all depends upon your driving habits and the vehicle. This is ASC-certified AutoTech Pam Oakes telling you that there are good, better, and best when it comes to tires. All manufacturers have a low, medium, and high-grade type of tire for cars and trucks. So, when is getting cheaper to your benefit? Are you driving on mountainous terrain? Do you tow a trailer? You would not be a candidate for inexpensive tires. But are there some exceptions? For an example, do you store your vehicle for months at a time? Are you driving your car or truck less than 25 miles a week? You may want to consider saving some dough and going the cheaper route. The real person to make this decision for you is your ASC-certified technician to determine what's right for your vehicle. I'm Pam Oakes, and this has been your Automotive Minute for today. Let me teach you how not to fix your vehicle in the driveway, but how to have your car or truck properly repaired by an ASC-certified technician. CarCareForTheClueless.com, making you a savvy car consumer.
I've been walking through the mountains, I wandered through the trees for her.
You've imagined. Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Nancy Ruta from Universal Sky. We're talking about self-identity. I mean, we're really talking about what's up in the Universal Sky, which there is a lot going on, and we're going to be feeling it for the next couple months, I think. And so we're trying to give you the heads up. We're trying to also offer you some ways to feel empowered and to, you know, work towards your own healing and growth. So if you have any questions, give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or come in and instant feedback. Just be really, really clear about what it is that you're wanting and add in your date of birth. Nancy follows the energy and vibration of your date of birth. All right. We do have an instant feedback, but we just got it. So Nancy needs to have time to look it up. Do you want to start talking, or do you want me to do part of the reading and you get that, or how would you like to do this?
Yeah, we can go with the instant feedback.
All right, let's go.
Okay, so you start and then I will finish.
So Tina wants to know about financial improvement nearby. And I know, Tina, that this is a big concern for a lot of people. There's a lot of fear right now and has been for actually a long time with regards to financial
pressures and changes and everything that's kind of going on. So you're not alone, but try not to feed into the collective unconscious with regards to financial stuff that's happening. And I think that's, you know, that really feeds into our fears a lot. It's definitely a big way of holding us back and keeping us sort of stuck. So basically, I see, although the path isn't really clear to you right now, to just keep going on it. Like, it's not, in some ways, letting go of some of the fears that you have around it. It's certainly not giving up. It's continuing on whatever path you're on, even though it seems like you're kind of walking blindly. But I do get some changes happening. I see something that's a possible partnership, and I don't know, again, when it's instant feedback, we can't really get more answers, but there's something around a partnership that I would look into. It certainly has more to do with your passion, and it may have a male that's involved with regards to helping you, but there is something in the works. So you may not feel it, you may not know what it is. There is definitely something going on. I'm getting the feeling that it's more self-employment, but I'm not sure exactly what you're doing, Tina. So there's something in the works, and I feel that that's actually going to be very helpful for you. It's just that, because things haven't been clear for a little while and seemingly to remain that for a little while, just sort of be open to possibilities. Nancy?
Okay. Finances, big concern for Tina because of all of your energy. You have Sun in Scorpio, Moon in Scorpio, Mars in Scorpio, Uranus in Scorpio.
Oh, my.
Yeah, and that's like this other people's money energy, as well as you have Jupiter in Taurus retrograde. So there are some lessons around attachment and non-attachment. Okay, so there's a part of you that may be very attached to growth on a material plane, okay, and that would be your Jupiter in Taurus. You know, you like fine things in life. You may have a tendency to spend too much money, okay? So I want to say, if you're looking at current debt, okay, back off from making it bigger. And so there's this, because you need to heal. There's healing that's happening on a values and beliefs level with you in this lifetime. So you're healing your values and beliefs. When we heal and focus on our values and beliefs, we're healing our money story and our financial, because our values are connected to our financial portfolio on a very mundane level. With all this Scorpio energy, there is this overemphasis on finances, okay, where it's almost like you need to detach from that open overemphasis and just focus on believing and attaining more. You do need to work for that attainment, okay? So, yes, it could be self-employment, because I kind of get that vibe too. But at the same time, it's if you need a part-time job to swing you through things, then you may need to do that. It all depends on how serious your situation is. So it's all around healing your values and beliefs right now. So heal that aspect of the self, and finances should get better.
All right. Okay, hope that helps. Let's go on with all the stuff that's going on.
Okay. So, yes. So back to the eclipse.
The eclipse, yes.
We were talking about the eclipse. The eclipse that's coming up is the lunar eclipse in Aries, okay? When we're dealing with a lunar eclipse, there's a lot of lessons that are integrated with this vibration. Also with the lunar eclipse is letting go. And in the sign of Aries, we're letting go of aspects of our self-identity, aspects of how we view ourselves, the need to be first, in what we're doing. So there's, but with this particular lunar eclipse, it's like the universe is saying, you have this abundant amount of gifts. Here's every gift that you have. Now walk this brand new path with all these gifts that are authentically an aspect of you. And we can get very, very overwhelmed with trying to hold on to all these gifts that we don't know how to use on a path that we've never walked before. And so there's this, we really need to release what's not serving us, okay, and how we dealt with situations in the past in order to walk this brand new path of huge amounts of opportunities. There's all these opportunities coming towards us, only we're so caught up in the past and what we think we need to be doing that has never worked for us to begin with, but for some reason we've always tried to make it work. We're so caught up in that process that we don't recognize all the opportunities that are available and all these new pathways and new gifts that are being given to us. And that's the vibration of this eclipse that's coming up in the sign of Aries. So, you know, even though we think we're getting rid of one thing, getting rid of that one thing opens up the doorway to 10 new possibilities. And that's just an example. It doesn't mean it's 10, but opportunities that you didn't even think you could qualify for or do. Okay? But not only can you do it, you can do it with skill sets that you didn't even know you had. If that makes sense.
Well, that sounds exciting.
It is exciting, but we're talking about the release with the eclipse.
All right.
Okay, so we got to let go of all those old attachments of what we think we want that has never worked for us. Okay, but for some reason, we keep trying to make it work.
Right. Well, that's the bit about the self-identity, I guess, that you've been talking about, right?
Yes, yes, because it's attached to our self-identity. So, for example, okay, I have a very critical mind. I have the ability to analyze information instantaneously and look at it and dissect it and put it back together again, okay? And some people may say that's a gift. But in the same token, when I use that gift towards myself, I'm very self-critical. That's not a gift. Okay, that's not something that serves me and my highest good.
Right.
So that's something that I need to change within myself. Right? So even though it's a great gift to use out in the world to be able to analyze a situation in the moment, it's not something that serves me when I'm looking at my own life events trying to analyze, because I get caught in this overanalyzing and I get more confused than using that gift to its fullest potential.
Right.
Okay? And the reason it's harder in your own life to do it is because of your sense of attachment to what's going on in your life. Whereas if you go to your friend and say, okay, so what's one of my gifts that actually I use the worst, your friend may be able to answer that for you because they're not attached to your experience. And that's how we're using the energy of relationships right now in order to see what it is we need to let go of.
Right. And, of course, all of our work is all within relationships because that's how we learn and how we grow the best.
Exactly.
All right, we're going to go to our next break. You are listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Ruta from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul. If you have any questions, I know a lot of stuff is going on. Sometimes all of this information can overwhelm you, but if you have any questions, give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send us an instant feedback. Just be really clear about the question is you're wanting to know and add in your date of birth. All right, you are listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
New Sky Radio, newskyradio.com, and Psychic Radio, psychiconair.com, powered by CBS Radio, AOL, and Yahoo, is unlike any talk radio station, with a mission to improve the world one listener at a time. This is where you can be the star of your own show. Our listeners are truly unique, truly interactive, and passionate about their world. The Sky and Psychic Radio listeners genuinely care about the environment, social justice, their personal health, and raising people up to live their best life every day. Our motto is New Horizons, No Boundaries. New Age views, life coaching, psychic analysis, alternative medicine, and cutting-edge mind, body, and spirit shows can all be found on The Sky and Psychic Radio. Perhaps you have what it takes to join our broadcast family, an open mind, a great idea, and a passion for enriching lives. Check out all the exciting details by clicking the microphone on our homepage at newskyradio.com or give Lisa Rodman a call at 248-546-9600 to learn just how affordable it can be to host a show.
Is now CBS Radio's The Sky.
Back to Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL. 248-545-7685. NewSkyRadio.com.
And welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Nancy Ruta from Universal Sky. We're talking about self-identity and all the things that are up in the Universal Sky, and there is a lot going on. So if you have any questions, give us a call, 248-545-SOUL. That's 248-545-7685. Or send us an instant feedback. Again, be very clear about what it is that you're wanting and add in your date of birth. We have our first caller, and it's one of our favorites. It's Raul. Hi, Raul.
Hello, ladies. Long time. Long time. I, you know, what Nancy was just talking about is exactly to the T what is happening with me. That's why I had to call. And, and you know, I think you like this question because it's affecting my gut. It's been going on since I was little, but now I recognize it. So how do I get this integration going, or how do I trust more?
Yeah, trust is one of those, you know.
It's a toughie.
It's a toughie because, it does have to do with your gut. So it is a lot about, you know, digesting some of the stuff and feeling able to, you know, it's also something you have to build and have faith in. But, you know, I get a sense that you are struggling with this and, you know, it's causing you, you know, to really kind of digest it through your sleep, which is what our dreams are all about. It's helping you sort of integrate it. So your dream state is doing that anyway for you, Raul. But, you know, there's a part of us because there's been so many challenges for so long for some of us, it feels like, okay, so when does this get to start happening? When does this stuff, when is it going to happen? and, you know, I'm kind of in the same boat. So, I mean, I know pieces of that and I understand, you know, kind of where you're coming from. You know, there is lots to celebrate and I think part of us is, you know, moving into that place of feeling grateful and, you know, knowing that, you know, we are being taken care of in this moment at this time. There's some stuff coming up about balance. That's going to be my new article this month whenever I get more inspired to continue writing it. but, you know, there's a lot of new beginnings coming for you. So things are going to start changing and you are going to be rewarded. It's just, you know, it's a state of being open to, you know, letting go of the struggle or letting go maybe of some of these pieces of self-identity. I know that this even Nancy is actually going to, as we go through, if we get more time to go through what's kind of happening with the universe of sky. I mean, this is one of the things that it's like a test right now for all of us to, you know, to have faith, have trust, to open up. So it's like, you know, just keep going and you'll get there. It's just, you know, we can work on, you know, what is it that you're having problems digesting? We can work on, you know, your gut and integrating all that stuff, but this is kind of part of the test, Nancy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The first thing I got when I took a quick little review of your planets here was stop thinking. which is really hard for you to do. I saw that you have Mercury in Gemini. You have Mercury in Gemini, which is a thinking energy. And the moment you flip it into feeling, you can trust. You're in that place of feeling the trust. You're in that place of feeling the empowerment. You can feel the growth, even though it hasn't happened. The moment you start thinking about the situation and trying to see it happen in your lifetime, that's when the fear comes in. And you start questioning the trust because it hasn't happened yet. You can't see it yet. So what you need to do is hold on to the feeling your way through it. Don't let your reality be your confirmation, because if you look in your realistic life, it's going to be like, okay, I'm not seeing it yet. But you truly need to hold on to the feeling of it.
Yes.
Okay, yes. So even though, mm-hmm. like, You have this plan and you're following through on the plan and your desired outcome is, you know, whatever your desired outcome is, just keep focusing on that and truly feeling that as your reality. Okay? Because the moment you look at your life and going, you know what, I've done step A, I've done step B, I've done step C, and that outcome hasn't happened yet, that's the moment you're canceling out that potential to making that outcome become a part of your reality. So, and with you, it's not about the thinking. Thinking actually stops you from holding that point of trust. You need to feel the trust. Mm-hmm. And you can feel it by breathing that vibration of trust into your heart. So if you need to see the outcome, close your eyes, visualize it, and then just breathe that trust into your heart.
Absolutely, I am totally with you. Now, when I doubt, you know, the biggest doubt comes when, you know, I want to do something that I've never done, which is Reiki and all this healing arts that I feel very excited and I think I can help. I really, truly believe I can help and others. And so that's why I was like, okay, what am I doubting this? How can I just make the first step so I can somehow get involved in this?
Play with it.
Don't make it serious.
Just play with it. Like go, you know, you could go to a church and do volunteer work at, you know, obviously not all churches, but there, you know, people are getting more open to all of this stuff. So just play with it. Do go to your Reiki circles, like do things, get involved in, if that's, you know, where you feel drawn, then just play with it and enjoy it. And it will,
Yeah, don't have your measure be financial security based on doing what you love doing.
Or someone, you know, miraculously being cured of cancer. Like, don't make it something outside of yourself. You know, bring it back into yourself as because you really enjoy doing it and it's something that inspires you.
Yeah, and if you believe you're helping people, you are helping people. Okay? Don't try to measure how you're helping people. Just know you are helping them. How is not your concern. Has nothing to do with you on the
Absolutely.
How you're helping them. Right? You're just helping them. And that's the key message. Like, believe that you are helping people, and you are. Right? You can't be attached to how they want to be helped. Okay? Because they may not have that result. But they are being helped.
That unconditional love, peace. Very important.
Yeah. Very important.
Yes. Love for you both, ladies. Thank you very much, as usual.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
Awesome. Thank you.
Have a great day. We'll hear from you again soon. Well, not too soon because you have a problem, just because you're there listening.
Yes.
All right. So, okay. So where are we on what's up?
Okay. So what's up?
Yeah.
What's up? Okay, I'm flipping my mindset back and forth today. Here we go.
I know.
Okay, so the next vibration that comes into play before we get to experience the solar eclipse is the dun, 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 dun.
Yeah.
Mercury retrograde.
Okay,
there,
you might want to say a little bit louder than that, just in case people didn't quite hear. But.
Okay, we will be experiencing at Mercury retrograde.
Yeah,
I believe
we're already starting the vibration.
Oh, the vibe is there. The pre-shadow
started.
Yes, October the 1st. Now, where did I put my Mercury retrograde notes? Here we go. So pre-shadow was October the 1st. It goes retrograde on October 21st at 18 degrees of Scorpio. So remember, this year, all of our Mercury retrogrades were in water signs. The first one was in Pisces, the second one in Cancer, and now it's in Scorpio. And it will go direct on November the 10th, and the post-shadow ends November 27th. So the intensity, okay, there's really not that much intensity in the post-shadow. The post-shadow is kind of like moving through everything you recognized you needed to correct or redo. Now you're moving through it in a forward motion, okay? So you're moving forward, so it is beneficial, okay? There's not as much confusion or discombobulation during the post-shadow. It's about moving forward. In the pre-shadow, okay, you're seeing the turbulence. So it's like you're flying in a plane, and every now and then you hit this pocket of turbulence, okay? That's what happens in the pre-shadow, these little pockets of turbulence. And so we're already feeling it, like, you know, pockets of turbulence. What happens during a Mercury retrograde? Computer issues, communication issues, messages not received, you know, read your contracts 2-3 times before signing any contracts, because there's this miscommunication energy that transpires. And then once it's in the retrograde period, that's when you're noticing the bigger issues, okay, of what's transpiring, what truly needs to be corrected. Computer crashes may happen during that time. We're in the water signs, so you really got to look at water issues, water within the home. So that could include your washing machine, that could include your refrigerator or freezer, because if it doesn't work, then it can become very watery. Your hot water tank, your
we need to go to break.
Okay. And we're going to break, so we won't go on.
Yeah. You know, don't buy a new car. Look
at
contracts over before you, yeah. All right, so you are listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Ruta. If you have any questions, we did get an instant feedback from Vicki, but she didn't send her date of birth. If you want to have your instant feedback, Vicki, please send in your date of birth, then we'll be able to assist you. Otherwise, if you want to give us a call, 248-545-SOUL, that's 248-545-7685. You are listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.
Are you doing what you love?
Sue Hines at AspectsGalore.com helps you get in touch with what drives and motivates you. It's time to unlock the excitement in your life. It is time to find and feed your passions. Everyone wants to matter and to make a difference somehow. What sets you apart? Get in touch with the unique gifts you bring to the world. You have potential. No more need for willpower when you get crystal clear on what you're looking for. No need to settle. You are worth your dreams. Go for the gold. Break your own glass ceiling and move from discipline to enthusiasm, from duty to delight when you do what you love. If you are ready and inspired to explore and enrich your life, contact Sue at AspectsGalore.com and touch the stars. Transform the storyline of your life with a new perspective. Check out Aspects Galore on Facebook.
Life you've imagined.
Look up to the sky.
This is Intuitive Soul with Lori Houston.
248-545-SOUL.
Myself, a threadbare gypsy soul.
CBS Radio's The New Sky.
NewSkyRadio.com.
And welcome back. This is Intuitive Soul with Nancy Arruda from Universal Sky, Lori Houston from Intuitive Soul. Nancy will be back with us on the 16th of October. So if you had questions, you didn't quite get a chance to get in, contact us again on the 16th because she'll be back. Apparently Vicki has sent us her date of birth, but we're still waiting for the information. As soon as we get it, we'll answer. So Nancy, why don't you tell us a little bit about, here we go.
All right. So you get that. I'll try and read this because it's all in caps.
Okay.
Okay. So
hoping to get feedback on whether my soulmate is indeed from
my life or if there will be a future opportunity for a new start. Okay, I've asked for signs from the universe, but unsure of the messages. Don't know what my inner wisdom tells me, but I truly don't know if I can trust this anymore. Okay, so...
Yeah, you've missed the word gone. So soulmate is indeed gone.
Oh, gone from my life. Okay, well, okay. You know, I wouldn't get so caught up in this thing about soulmates or, you know, twin flames or all the different things that are out there. Soulmates are usually, you know, someone from your soul group that was here to help you evolve. That's what a soulmate is, someone from your soul group. So it's not really that, you know, if they came, it just means that whatever lesson you were meant to learn has, you've learned it. Does it mean that you won't have another opportunity or another relationship in this life? That's not what that means. It never means that. So it's not about, you know, not having a relationship. And I think that's the energy you want to focus on, not on focusing on whether somebody has gone from your life or not. If, you know, if it was a soulmate, if it was somebody from your soul group that was there in your life and it felt really good, there's a reason why it's changed. And likely because it's a soul group, it has something to do with, you know, learning part of your lesson. Now, what I'm getting is, you know, you've got a lot of fears around this and a lot of disappointment with regards to love in your life. And that's what you need to work on, not, you know, whether your soulmate is coming back or whether there's another opportunity or another soulmate. It's really looking at, you know, the heartbreak that has occurred because you haven't really healed from it yet. You haven't really allowed it to, you know, go through the stages of grieving properly. You haven't forgiven yet. So there's energies, Vicky, that you still need to look at and work on. And it's all around your fears with regards to even how you stated this question. It's really, you need to let go of, you know, this perfect image in your mind or this fantasy of what a soulmate relationship is all about. Soulmate relationships, if you're, you know, depending on where you are and how much work you've done, can be an enormous amount of work. And there's always opportunities. So look more at your fears. Start planning again. Start looking and allowing things to move forward. We don't have a lot of time, so Nancy?
Yeah, and what I'm getting is, okay, so Vicky, you're a Pisces. There's a lot of fantasy in your own natural state of being. And you've created this illusion around this individual who may have come and gone in terms of what the ideal relationship is. Know that that is part of your ability to attract a healthy relationship, that fantasy that you have or that idealism that you have around what a relationship should look like. You are there's a part of you that really, really wants to be in a relationship because you feel at your most comfortable when you're sharing that energy with another individual. But at the same time, your mind has a very hard time wrapping around the concept that you want to be with another individual because you're a very independent thinker. As well as you have Venus in Aquarius and there's this energy of you don't want to feel suffocated in a relationship. So it's like you need to find the right balance between this. I need to be in a relationship. I'm an individual person and don't suffocate me. Okay. And having that ideal relationship. So the ideal relationship, if I had to paint it in a picture right now for you, would be somebody who's very loving and caring that puts your needs, okay, first or puts your needs at par with their own, as well as you're willing to accept the fact that they're an individual as well within the relationship. So it's not always about your needs. So it's about finding that right balance, okay, within the relationship. In terms of soulmate energy, can you have another very fulfilling, loving relationship? Yes, you can. Okay, that's what you need to focus on, not on putting the person on a pedestal of of this idealized, unrealistic, illusionary dynamic of what you think it should be. Okay. You can still have a lot of love, but it doesn't have to fall under that soulmate dynamic. Okay. So for me, my mother's my soulmate. My father's my soulmate. My son's my soulmate. My husband's my soulmate. I have friends that are my soulmates, but I'm not having that intimate love relationship with them like I do with my husband, but they're still all soulmates. Okay. Cause they're all helping me grow and evolve as an individual. So that is the definition of soulmate, somebody who helps and helps you evolve and grow as an individual. We confuse that with a loving relationship, which is totally different. I think
okay.
That's it.
All right. So we'll get back to all the stuff that's happening on our next show, which is on the 16th. Oh, boy, big show. All right. You have been listening to Intuitive Soul with Nancy Ruta. You can find out more about Nancy if you go to her website. Universalsky.com. I was about to say what's up in the... Wait a minute. Okay, universalsky.com. That's where you can find her. You can find out more information about myself, Lori Houston, at intuitivesoul.com. You have been listening on Sky Radio, powered by CBS.